And now, we have a Tommy Freedom bonus.
Hello, my friends. I know it's been a while since I've done one of these bonus tracks, but this came in just after I finished my show the other day, and I felt it was too important to wait until the next show. Listen to the title of this article. Federal judge orders Clinton to sit for deposition on use of private email account. It is about time, my friends. Now, this article is fairly short, but it is very, very important. A federal judge has ordered Hillary Clinton to sit for a sworn deposition regarding her use of a private email account while serving as Secretary of State. U.S. District Court Royce Lamberth, a Reagan appointee, last Monday filed the order for Clinton to appear for a deposition in a five-year-old case brought by the conservative group Judicial Watch. Now, I used to get letters from Judicial Watch back in the 90s, and I know some of you on here have no idea what a letter is. You might have heard of one, perhaps seen one in a museum somewhere, but we used to actually get contacted through the mail. And they were from Judicial Watch, and they had always mentioned this particular federal judge, Royce Lamberth. And I thought to myself, yeah, he's a Supreme Court judge. I've never heard of him. I didn't realize at the time that there are like 100 of these judges out there in the different districts, or circuits, I guess they're called. But he is on the Supreme Court. And he is now back with a vengeance. He used to go over bile Clinton for the things that he was doing at the time, and now he's going after his ugly wife, Hillary Rotten Clinton. And hopefully this will get the ball rolling on this. But apparently Judicial Watch filed a Freedom of Information Act request for Clinton emails pertaining to the 2012 attacks on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. And Clinton has previously said that she used a private server to read government email as a matter of convenience. Well, it doesn't matter if it was convenient, it was still illegal. So the FBI investigated her use of the server to read classified material and in July of 2016 recommended against bringing charges in the case. However, in October of that same year, the FBI then announced it would reopen the investigation after discovering previously unknown emails on the server. And it was reopened just a couple of days before the election. And a lot of people think that that kind of helped Trump win the elections a little bit. But to argue that the court now has enough information to determine whether state conducted an adequate search is preposterous, Lamberth wrote in his ruling. Even years after the FBI investigation, the slow trickle of new emails has yet to be explained. Why did she think that using a private server to conduct State Department business was permissible under the law in the first place? Amen. So he has filed papers on this to get it going. It's a court order that has been filed, which means he can now sit her down, place her under oath, and get to the bottom of what happened. And if she lies this time, she's had it. You remember the question, did you wipe the servers? And she smugly turns around and says, oh, you mean with a Kleenex or something along those lines. This time, she's going to have to account for what she did. And the fact that she may have been ignorant of the law or didn't think it pertained to her isn't going to matter. See, that's the problem with these people. They do this stuff and they think they can just get away with it. I don't know, maybe it's like printing money on your home computer. You're not hurting anyone, so you don't think you're doing anything wrong. Maybe she didn't think she was doing anything wrong, or maybe she did and just didn't care because she was Hillary Clinton. And I think that's who we're dealing with. But folks, this is now another bulldozer in the swamp. It is ready to be drained. Barr and Durham's investigation. You haven't heard much of that lately, have you? We heard everything about the Mueller report. Oh, we're going to get to the bottom of this Mueller report. It's going to expose Trump and his collusion with Russia. Well, there was no collusion, even if there had been. I've told you before, it's not a crime. But we always heard about the Mueller report. We've heard nothing about Barr's investigation. They're trying to keep it quiet. And when they're ready, it's going to start. I really think it's going to start. The deep state has this thick, impenetrable brick wall built around it. But you got these little jackhammers that are starting here and there. This is another one. This is another jackhammer in that brick wall. And right now, Barr and Durham are chipping away. But all of a sudden, when they're ready, they're going to come in with the wrecking ball and they're going to knock that sucker down. And then I think you will finally start to see things turn around. They're turning around right now. We just don't see them. They're little bits and pieces like this. But this is very, very important, folks. Hillary Clinton will now be forced to sit down and explain her actions under oath. I'll be back next week.
This has been a Tommy Freedom Bonus.